Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you ever thought about how many times a day you have the opportunity to give? I'm going to describe some of my, personally, not yours, honey, just mine, my recent giving. But some of it's ours, too. And frankly, this is not to puff me or us up, but to give you perhaps a new perspective on how to look at giving. For instance, personally, I invested my time, the right to teaching for Rich Thoughts for Breakfast, the conference call, and then share what the Lord has stirred in me. I've been doing that. We've been doing that since January 1st, 2013. I've answered a number of emails and texts from partners for my prayers that I sowed encouragement to them in the midst of their battles. I prayed over folks who dial into our Rich Thoughts for Breakfast call every day, going down the list, praying for everybody. I invested my time in a man who just led his first person to the Lord. His enthusiasm was contagious. I'm editing a book for one of my mentors, and my wife frequently edits books. Hallelujah.
And your materials.
And my materials. All of mine. Thank you, Jesus. I talked with someone who was going through what I had been through medically to offer them advice and to pray with them. I gave time to text and chat with a number of people, encouraging them in their most holy faith. And as is our custom, we give generous tips to our servers and restaurants. The vast majority of the opportunities that we've had to give, frankly, did not involve money, but they did involve time, our time, which is our lives. However, when we bless others and sow into the kingdom of God with the resources that have been entrusted to us, something supernatural begins to take place.
Ephesians 6:8, a very popular and favorite scripture of ours, tells us that whatever good thing we cause to happen for someone else, God will do for us. Make no mistake, God brings us opportunities to give. And if you want to advance in financial success, look for opportunities to give. It's a way of life. There are countless ways to invest your time, energy, your finances, and in doing so, God will bring true reward right back to you. In Matthew 26, we see a woman who took advantage of the opportunity that came across her path. She was serious about her giving. She did not waver, change her mind, or begin to compromise or rethink her position on giving. This woman was determined to seize her chance to give and brought a very significant gift to Jesus. So significant, in fact, that it was valued at 1 year's wages. She didn't hesitate for her chance, because you know what? It may not have come again. She gave even though others around her considered a gift a waste when she poured it out on Jesus' feet. When questioned, Jesus applauded the woman for presenting her significant gift. Her gift became significant in God's eyes because she sowed abundantly and she earned an eternal place in Scripture. God judges a gift to be significant or not. A significant gift doesn't always mean a great amount. It is significant to God if it is significant to you. The woman who gave only two mites gave a significant gift in the eyes of the Lord.
Amen. Honey, Scripture tells us in Ecclesiastes 11, verses 1 through 14, 11, 1 through 14, that when we look for opportunities to give, we cast our bread upon the water. We sow seed to reap a harvest later. If calamity comes, we can call on this seed and receive a harvest, regardless of what's happening around us.
That's a good point.
It is. Thank you. Our opportunity to give, but it begins with giving back to God what He entrusted to our care and stewardship, the tithe. One Sunday morning, a pastor was encouraging his congregation to begin tithing by giving 10%. He said, give your 10% and watch as God opens the windows of heaven. From the back of the room, a church member muttered. I don't think a tithe. I think a tithe should only be 5%. Nope, said the pastor. God doesn't do windows for 5%. I love that.
Amen.
In understanding the principle of tithing, it will become very clear who God really is and how important it is to you. A look at your checkbook register will reveal just whom you worship and who comes first in your life. God sets the plan, and tithing is a part of his plan, so that we may prosper and have enough money for the things we need and to bless others. In fact, God wants us to have, not just have enough, but more than enough. However, tithing is an act of worship and displays where our true devotion lies. Psalm 96:8, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name, bring an offering and come into his courts.
You know, as we were getting this, typing this verse in here, we remembered hearing someone say that the offering was our praise. Again, that's, you know, pretty nice sounding and even spiritual, but we're not sure that that's scriptural. The word offering in the Hebrew is H4503, and according to Strong's Concordance, which takes and transliterates this, it means gift, tribute, offering, present, oblation, sacrifice, meat offering. The word offering is used 211 times in 194 verses in the Hebrew Concordance of the King James Version of the Bible. It has never been translated as the word praise. So it might be very clear that our worship of the Lord is much more than just the praise on our lips and in our hearts. It's also what we bring to him in our hands. Exodus 34, verse 20 says, but the firstling of the ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then thou shalt break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons shalt thou redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. The New Living Translation says it this way, no one may appear before me without an offering. And the Contemporary English Version says, bring an offering every time you come to worship. The word says that we're to bring an offering every time we worship him. We didn't make this up. Honestly, you can read it in the Bible for yourself.
It's right there, right there. Do you think God knows your financial situation? Do you think the Word of God is conditional based on what you're going through at the moment? Make no mistake about it. God understands everything about your situation right now, and yes, even in the days to come, which is why he instructs you not to come before him empty-handed. For some people, giving is difficult because they perceive giving as a loss. For those who understand God's principles, giving is easy because they know they're sowing into their future for a harvest.
Hallelujah. You know, it's important to realize that God is giving us opportunities to give on a daily basis. In 1 Chronicles 16:29, it says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Some people can't really understand or believe that God would do this, so they ignore his word. It's important for every believer to understand that worship is an offering and worship is giving. One of the fundamental things that every believer needs to understand is that our money is our life. You know, if you go to work each week and you work 40 hours and you're exchanging it for a paycheck, I mean, you're expecting one when you get through with that amount of work. In other words, we're trading our lives in exchange for the money we're receiving. So in essence, when we give money, we are giving of ourselves. It is a worship. If we withhold our money, our tithes, our offerings, we are withholding ourselves from worshiping God.
Wow.
That's a pure and a simple point. Here's the final scripture in Psalm 116:13, the one we want to share with you today anyway, final scripture. Psalm 116:13, New Reader's International Version, it says, I will bring an offering of wine to the Lord and thank him for saving me. I will worship him.
Well, we want you to think about this question. If giving is an act of worship, and we come before God empty-handed, then aren't we withholding ourselves from Him? In fact, not only are we withholding ourselves, but, to be honest, we're robbing God in the process.
And really robbing ourselves.
That's exactly right. Walking in God's biblical economic system has its rewards, but also its conditions. If you want to receive God's very best and be blessed in your finances, you must make Him your first priority. We cannot make a deal with God that we'll pay Him next month or next bonus or when the bills are paid off. If we want to enjoy the full blessings, we need to begin to sow our tithe of 10% and watch as the windows of heaven open our lives. God gives us opportunities to give every day, but we must take advantage of them. It's the only way to activate the principles of seed time and harvest. And maybe today do an inventory of things that you've given by encouraging others, or, you know, how God's used you to give of your time and money.
And reap a harvest. And guess what they can do today at 10:30? They can sow their time into listening to this last
session six
of Borders Without Limitations, and they will reap a harvest.
That's exactly right.
Of wisdom.
10:30 Eastern. It lasts about 30 minutes.
That's it.
If you haven't seen sessions 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you can go to haroldherring.com/borders and watch the previous 5 sessions. Also at that site, you can watch the one today. Or you can watch it on Facebook, streaming at Brother Harold, at Brother Harold. Or you can watch it on our website, haroldherring.com.
Lots of ways.
Yeah, YouTube, lots of ways to watch it. So we encourage you to do it. And we've had, in the first 5 sessions, we've reached over 60,000 people.
Wow.
60,000 people. And 40,000 of those watched some part of the programs.
And you could even watch today's and then go back and pick up on the
other. Yes, you can. And we've had almost 8,000 people watch the entire program, every single one of them.
Wow.
And that's awesome.
That is awesome.
It's really awesome. Well, hallelujah. Check us out today at 10:30 Eastern.
That's it.
If you've been blessed by the teaching and the ministry, go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says Sow a Seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.